Evening. I first just echo everything that Lauren and Jen put so eloquently. As a parent and community member, I want to make it clear that racism has no place in our schools or our community. What happened to the young lady who posted her experiences on social media is completely unacceptable, and we can never let it happen to her or anyone else again. We owe it to our children to do better and to be better. Mr. Hughes, I heard you recognize that education is needed, and just know that it's not just the students who engaged in this incident. It needs to be broader than that. We need to make sure that anti-racist training and education is provided to the staff and incorporated into our school curriculum. This isn't just a problem that's isolated to Heartland, and it's not isolated to this one particular incident. There's a broader issue of racism in Livingston County, and until we take the steps to be actively anti-racist, things like this will continue to happen. All students deserve to feel safe and secure in school, and it's obvious based on this incident that that's not the case right now in our schools. I came here tonight to ask this board to take immediate action to commit to address racism and the lack of diversity and inclusion in our schools. I think Mr. Gatewood's recommendation to create a board subcommittee for diversity and inclusion is fantastic and very necessary. In addition, many school districts around the county, or around the country rather, have adopted anti-racism resolutions, and I would encourage this board to do the same as a starting point and as a guide. I'm pleased to hear that you're reaching out to the resources available to you with the next, with determinations for next steps, and please just know that there are many people in this community who are willing to help with these efforts, myself included. Thank you.